Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hi everybody, this is Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. I'm Linda, and I got ghosted by my hottie, my fault.
Alright, I'm Brenda. And guess what? You know who I cannot stand?
Who?
You don't want to guess?
Meghan McCain.
Whatever. She can go F herself. But nope, I cannot stand Amanda Rollins, Detective Amanda Rollins' little fucking sister, Kim.
Same.
Can't stand the bitch.
Period. Yeah, me either.
Go fuck yourself.
She sucks. She's stupid.
But yeah, this is a podcast. What's up? We are Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda, and we talk about pop culture shit. We talk about our own shit sometimes.
Sometimes. A little taste
sometimes
of it.
Sometimes I run. You're about to.
I'm about to.
Lose your job. Anyway, we also talk about a fucking true crime, and we also talk about ghosts and mice.
Not mice.
I hate mice, but sorry, I've been thinking about them a lot lately. Anyway, let's not talk about it. We don't talk about snake skins. We talk about occult shit, though. We talk about weird alien shit. We talk about conspiracy theories sometimes. We talk about Elisa Lam, what the fuck happened to her.
Ooh.
Ugh. And sometimes we sing little songs about hating ourselves when we're really going through it.
And that's your favorite podcast. And just to remind you all, we did, in fact, peak at number 4 in the comedy.
In Jamaica.
In the comedy interview charts.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. We got another email, y'all, that was like, wow, you're really popular in Jamaica still. And we were like, thank you.
The girls love us.
Thank you. And we also have the town now. We have two towns that love us in Jamaica. Jamaica's like tiny, but
it is really tiny.
We have two towns. We'll shout you all out in a little bit. We love you though, Jamaica.
So that's our podcast. We are credible. Please, it's like, I'm not going to beg you. I don't need to. We're a good podcast. But like, if you feel like it, you can definitely, you know, go give us a rate and review because you like us. And
yeah, girl.
Follow our Instagram, Not Tonight Podcast. All right. This is our podcast. I got ghosted.
Oh, let's talk about it. Okay. So we have a Hinge date update.
Yeah.
Hinge date update. So last episode we talked about Linda was going on this hot ass Hinge date with this guy that was fucking hot, but listened to maybe death metal. We guessed about what he was going to listen to. Let's start with that.
Okay.
Did he or did he not have an Iron Maiden fucking vinyl record?
No. I think he said Iron Maiden was a little, like, too old for him. Like,
it is pretty old.
I think he said they're good, but like maybe something like a little newer. Like I was trying to guess metal.
I would say
I cannot name one Iron Maiden song. I honestly could not.
I couldn't either. I tried to the other day. All I know is that Weedus song. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
I did joke like
as dad my, has Iron Maiden no shit. Yeah, he did when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah, he did. He had, like, one Iron Maiden album.
Not my dad. Okay,
we're going to have to Google it and come back. Anyway, did he listen to fucking Slipknot?
I didn't ask about Slipknot.
Slipknot.
But Slipknot.
Also, that was System of a Down last week, not Slipknot. I kept fucking referencing. But Gore is still legit.
Okay. Gore is actually...
Did he like Gore?
I didn't ask, but I did ask as a testing joke, like... Because I said, I'll try to guess your favorite band, like, off of just the vibe. Like, you know, I don't really know shit about you. Like, we haven't talked about that.
Like weird ass.
But my first guess was like a joke. Like I was joking, but it was also a test. And I said Nickelback, and he was like really offended. So that's a good sign.
Obviously. I would hope.
Well,
but
never
okay,
know.
He had like some like screamo fucking.
I mean, yeah,
band.
He likes screaming things. I think he said that's a poison, isn't it?
Yes, but it's also a band. I think
it would also be a good drag queen name, probably.
I think it is.
Wow. Okay. Anyways. I don't know. He said something about, like, deathcore. Deathcore or death?
Death. There's so many sub-genres of metal. Let's move on. Fuck
who cares?
It.
I don't like it, but, you know.
Mask off. Anyway, what happened with that boy? With the iguana boy?
You know, it wasn't an iguana. It was a gecko, which is actually really cute. Geckos, like, actually smile at you. It's actually really cute. But, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. He is the hottest thing I've ever seen. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
Wait, don't get too excited. Is he hot? Yes.
Okay, he confirmed in reality. Because we said he was hot, like, from pictures, but reality-wise.
Beautiful. Definitely damn. Hot, beautiful skin, like,
good
great.
Teeth?
Yep.
Good
the
eyes?
The best teeth. Yeah, really dark eyes.
pretty.
So pretty.
Lashes.
You know, I don't know.
Eyebrows.
Beautiful dark eyebrows.
Ugh, I love a good dark eyebrow.
Strong beard.
Strong jaw.
I would say
so. Wow, we're really getting into it. Okay, so he was obviously fucking hot. Pecs, did he have like a tight bod?
Hot bod.
Wow, okay, goodbye.
Wow, okay. He, you know, great time. Great time, a lot of fun. Perfect time, honestly, in my head. I think great time, a lot of fun. Laughing, joking, fun. Talking, drinking, drunk. Yep.
When you texted me about the vegetable oil shot,
don't even.
I knew you were having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a double.
I'm so glad you did that.
I didn't even do the vegetable shot, actually.
Oh, so did you puke?
No, I never puked.
Good job.
No, it was a great time. It was amazing. So I thought, but, you know.
Now what? You got ghosted.
I think I got ghosted. Like, I think. You know?
Fuck it.
I hope he doesn't hear this. I mean, he knows about the podcast, so it definitely is a possibility.
Very easily access it. You know, hey, boy. It's not a secret. I don't know about you. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you know, it's questionable.
I don't know. I legit just don't. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. Like, I don't know. I do know the situation, and it sounds like he's being a fucking ghost, but, I mean, ghost on, motherfucker. Wu-Tang, motherfucker. Anyway, you don't need to worry about a Wu-Tang, motherfucker. Like, somebody that can't communicate. Like, you need a communicator, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna say anything bad, honestly.
So, like, fuck it. Like, I wouldn't put any more energy into it.
No, I can't. I can't at this point. But it was a good time. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I would love to come on here and talk shit about a man, but honestly, I really can't. There was nothing weird about him.
Well, I'm always gonna talk shit about your boyfriends, pretty much. I thought he was cool, but if he's not, he's not. I don't know.
I still think he's cool. It's just a questionable thing. I don't really know. Like, I mean, like, you know, it's just a little bit of a questionable.
Whatever. Don't waste your energy.
You know, it's disappointing, though. I won't get too much into it, but, like, nah, I can't get into it. It's too sexual for
just,
this podcast.
Nah, waste your energy, sis. If he's not putting energy in, then guess what, motherfucker?
I know, but it just feels like a, oops, I did it. Like, I came on this podcast and got excited and, you know.
Especially when somebody, that is by far the hottest guy
I've ever seen.
You've ever seen.
But I've ever seen with my own eyes and my face. Yeah.
I can actually vouch for that. Like, hotter than your first fucking boyfriend, hotter than anybody you've ever dated. Hotter, that's the hottest guy you've ever talked to. I can guarantee fucking to you.
There's some close ones.
Nah.
There's a couple that are like pretty hot, but he's like, you know.
No.
He's like a different kind of hot.
Different hot.
He's like a different kind of hot, and that's why it hurts so bad.
I wish I could find different hot on Hinge, but guess what? I ghosted Hinge.
Oh my god.
Goodbye to you.
Did you
really? Yeah, I haven't fucking touched it in like 3 or 4 days. 3 days, probably. Two and a half days.
Wow.
I don't really want to fuck with it right now. Let's not. I don't want to even talk. It just gets on my nerves.
I give up,
honestly. It's too much. I'm not doubting it. I think it works if you actually give it effort. I don't want to give it effort at this point right now. I'm just going through a Hinge break.
Yeah, I mean, it does technically work. I met a hot guy.
It's actual work. It's like a part-time fucking job, and I don't like it. And right now, I'm pissed at my matches. Like, none of them are actually cool.
Yeah.
None of them have actually been cool. I mean, whatever. Let me rephrase. A few of them seem cool. But how do you fucking know for real when you're just talking on an app? And we don't necessarily live in the most populated part of town, so, like... It's like kind of a long-term fucking relationship almost. Like,
yeah.
Some of these guys that are fucking hot are like an hour away from me. So like, what the fuck, beans? I have to actually put effort into it.
What the fuck, beans?
Beans? And maybe I don't want to put effort into it right now. Beans, I'm working on myself.
Me too. I'm traumatized. I put myself out there with the hot guy and you know what? I got
fucked. Sometimes you got to put yourself out there.
I tried. And you know what's sad? I actually was, like, I stopped using Hinge. Like, I didn't even open it, like, after I hung out with him. Because I was like, wow, this guy is the hottest man alive. Like, what the fuck is the point?
Have you returned?
Tonight I did.
Good.
Tonight
I did. You should. You ought to.
Tonight I did. I changed my prompt.
He could be, like, going on a different Hinge date every night.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want to.
He's definitely hot enough.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm being psycho. Like,
but guess what? So are you.
But we, like, you know, we're not, like, boyfriend and girlfriend. We did only meet once. We hung out once. I don't really know anything about him. Like, so he doesn't really have to respond to me, you know? But that's it's true. Just a little strange because, like,
he was it did seem to be a good time. It, and then it settled back a little bit. That's what throws us off as people.
Yeah.
Like, when somebody's, like, talking to you, like, 85, 11 times a day, and then they back off right after you, like, totally hang out. That's kind of fucking stupid and weird.
It's like, either ghost me fully or don't. Like, ghost me or don't. Ghost me for real or tell me what the fuck is your problem.
Yeah.
Don't half ghost me. Like, don't respond a little bit and be, like, act like it's cool and then, like, don't respond at all.
Yeah, no
and, like,
time for these fucking communication games. Like, just be strange, direct, you know? With what you're fucking doing with your life.
Or ghost me completely. Like, unfriend me, ghost me, you know, so that, like, you know, don't make it, like, seem like it's a... Just don't be weird, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
What is his moon?
His moon? Oh.
Capricorn. No wonder, duh.
Capricorn moon.
He doesn't know how to communicate.
I have a weird thing for Capricorns that can't communicate.
I'm a Capricorn that can't communicate.
I like Capricorns.
But I'm your sister.
That can't communicate. This
That's probably why, because I'm your sister.
And he's a Leo rising like me.
Ugh, like me.
I mean, and he's a water sign, so he's honestly perfect for me, but, you know.
I didn't know you were good with water signs. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Can't catch them all, though.
Gotta catch them all. All right, well, he was a good one.
It lasted, and, you know, it's better to have met a hot, bald guy than to have never loved at all.
Or to meet a hot, or not hot, bald guy.
I don't.
Or a guy with, like, a little weird baby.
I thought you were going to say a little wiener.
Or that. Like, that would have sucked. But anyway, goodbye.
Anyway, right. See you guys. Let's, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Gotta go, bye-bye.
Hey guys, anyway, it's my fault.
My fault. I've started saying my fault to strangers, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Me too. Sometimes people are confused.
Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't.
But it is really funny
but
when it's not
it's always
your fault.
My fault.
But it's always my fault.
Always.
We're talking my fault. Obviously, we say it a lot. It's funny when it is your fault, but it's funnier when it's something that is not your fault.
It's way funnier when it's not your fault.
It's funnier when someone else does something weird or stupid, and then you say my fault.
Oop, my fault.
This lady was driving in front of me and went over a curb, and I said my fault.
My fault. You said my fault for her. It's okay.
I said my fault for her. Like, I did.
You're an empath. What are you going to do? My fault.
Oh, anyways, my fault. This is Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
It's even better to say, what does she know say?
What does she know say?
That will always be my favorite thing
But then
say.
People think that you're just singing a weird song. They don't understand that you're actually saying something in Japanese.
What does she know
say this?
Okay, we've already established it. I really want to fucking learn Japanese.
You're never going to, sweetie.
Why, sweetie? We can listen to that Babelfish app.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's too hard of a language, and you ain't got
okay,
the time.
Okay, calling all Japanese... boyfriend.
Calling all angels.
What is that one song? Oh my god, this is probably not
Lips
racially
of an angel.
Cool. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I've never
really
heard that in
so.
My life.
It's a song from the 80s. He literally says that.
That's
I don't,
not a real song.
Yes, it is.
No.
Also, probably not cool anymore. Walk
no.
like an Egyptian. That's definitely not cool
no,
anymore.
That's definitely not.
But yeah, this guy's like, cool. I think I'm turning Japanese. I don't know why he's saying it.
That's not
we'll
okay.
We'll have to look up the lyrics.
That's not okay. Cancel him.
It's a very popular song from the 80s,
well,
y'all.
Look
it up.
He's probably dead. Anyways.
Anyways, goodbye.
This is
what
pop,
is this?
Lock and drop it.
Where are we?
Pop, lock and drop it. This is the pop culture
Two-stepping.
Segment.
I love this song so much in so many ways. Pop, lock, and drop it.
We talk about pop culture shit that you guys enjoy. I just want to say that we did a poll on our Instagram about who is the hottest rock dad.
Oh, shit. We did.
Mick Jagger. Steven Tyler,
David Gilmour got in there.
Yeah, who's the other one? Keith Richards.
Keith Richards lost very quickly.
Yeah, he
Robert
was
Plant though had a good fucking comeback.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he was ugly at first, and I wasn't having it. So I came back and I said, "Hold on, people, let me show you some sexy pictures."
That picture of him with the fucking bird in his hand.
The picture of the bird, beautiful. The picture of him with the like red silky kind of robe and his chin is like really prominent, and he has his package and his. Jeans
I didn't even
like,
look at his package, but
are you shitting me? That's like your eyes can't go away from it. It's like the main focal
point
of that picture.
The robe picture?
Yeah,
that is meat funny. Like, I need to go back and look because honestly, that's the picture that I was like, he's so sexy and like a prince, like androgynous kind of way. Because like he's wearing like a very feminine wig. He's in a very
It's not his wig.
I said wig.
It is not his wig.
I meant to say robe, okay?
That is his hair.
I meant to say robe entirely. I don't know why I said wig. But my wig was snatched because of his wig, too. He has, like, very feminine hair, very feminine robe. He's in a feminine, girly-ass pose. But his jaw is fucking square. And his, I don't know, apparently his package. But I was like, damn, he looks, like, so pretty. Like,
I don't know how much of a package, but it's certainly a package in your face. Which is, you know, always kind of fun to see on a hot guy.
A lot of them did it back then. What if they brought it back?
They should absolutely bring it back. But, you know, people were still saying that he was ugly. And so the very last picture, I put a nice picture, strong picture of his face. He's actually got, you know...
He actually has an attractive face.
A nice face.
And his lips aren't really there, but well, that's the one thing.
It's
but
okay.
His nose, I said it was big last episode. Wrong. His nose is pretty. It's fine.
I like big noses anyways.
Mick Jagger has a way bigger nose than him.
Well, the last poll question was, you know, would you change your mind to the people that think he's ugly if I told you he was 6'1"? And I converted almost everyone.
I saw that.
Almost everyone. The one person that would not convert was our other sister, Becky.
Damn,
she's adamant about him being ugly.
He's a blonde, too. She's married to a blonde. But
he's ugly to her.
His hair is beautiful to me. And he has a cute-ass dimple. He has pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Dude, I was very impressed with David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. I didn't know he was hot.
I mean, he's hot, but I'm like,
I think he's like pretty, so pretty hot.
He's hot, but I'm kind of bored by it. Like, he's hot, but it doesn't really do that a lot for me.
You know who we should add? Who? I was talking to Dr. Hugs about this. Evan Dando.
Not hot anymore.
Dude, I don't care. The whole thing was who's hotter when they were younger edition.
He was a
when Evan
hot.
Dando was like, I'm not kidding. I think he's still handsome actually, but I'm talking prime time, like when he was like in his what, like 20s, 30s, he was like angelic almost, like tall as shit, broad shoulders, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, beautiful voice. Oh my God, like he hooked up with everybody. Anyway.
Do you want to know who's hotter than him?
Yeah. Julian Casablancas for, like, 1 second.
Julian Casablancas was really hot for, like, 1 second. He looks like a wet mop now.
Oh, shit.
He looks like I just can't. Anyways, okay. But I mean, God, was he hot.
He was hot for one second.
The hottest, Anthony Kiedis, young.
Still, he's still hot.
He's still pretty hot, but when he had that long hair and he was, like, really tan and no facial hair.
Oh, my God, when he had the hair down to his butt.
Yeah, he was really hot.
I bet he's short, but
I don't care.
He's hot. He's still hot. And he still, like, dates, like, 25-year-olds. He's like Brad Pitt age up there. Like, he's, like, in his 50s now.
You know, and that's a little strange, right? It's a little problematic, but at the same time, I like it because as a...
I think he's married.
20-something girl, it lets me know that I kind of have a chance if I were to run into him in public. I have a chance.
Exactly. I mean, I guess it does eventually reach a creepy level if you, like, just keep pursuing 25-year-olds, like, eternally, but... I think, don't quote me, but I think he might be married right now to a much younger person, but I think they have a kid and stuff.
All right, well, good for him. Do you want to give a quick Britney update?
Ooh, Britney.
Just a quickie.
Well, the Toxic podcast came out with our good friends, Tess and Bab.
Our good friends, imagine. We're harassing them every episode. We can't stop talking about
them. I'm going to send y'all a real lady problem, for real. I'm going to, like, rehearse it. Don't worry. I'm not going to be smacked this time. Don't worry. My fault. Anyway, they actually did come out with, like, this investigative fucking podcast. It's, like, a legit NPR shit. Like... It is good. It's really fucking good. You should listen to it. They don't scream. They are NPR. Like, they are professional ass bitches. And did you know...
Which ones are it? Is it?
Tess and Bab.
Tess. No.
Your girl. Your favorite girl,
She
Tess,
screams at you?
Your good friend, Tess. She does not scream.
Okay.
And I got her birthday wrong, too. She's a March Aries.
Tess?
Yeah, she's barely an Aries. She's not a fucking Aries. She's a fucking, you know... Pisces.
I don't like Pisces either, honestly.
Yes, you do. Mm. Yes, you do.
I had a crush on
She's
that one Pisces
girl. She's a
Pisces
Aries
girl, and that's
crush
it.
Alert. Anyway, Babs, I think it's like Cancer. I think she just had a birthday.
Anyway,
they have a legit crybaby. No, it's not a crybaby podcast. It's a real fucking thing, man. Oh my god, did you know that they were like the start of the Free Britney movement?
No, they weren't.
They like started it. I'm not even shitting you. No, look at Britney Spears just posted their shit and tagged them in her shit.
Did they? Did she?
Yes.
Wow.
They started with Britney's gram. It was a whole investigative fucking shit. It didn't mean to be. It was supposed to be like a joke with Instagram, like her Instagram shit. Because, you know, it's kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then they were like, wait, holy fuck. This is weird. This is getting weird. I don't think she's controlling her life anymore. And whoops,
they were the
let's investigate. So Tess went to court in like 2018 or something.
What?
Yeah. And they've been secretly working on it since then. And now it's legit. So go listen to it. I don't think we really need to shout them out because they're like number fucking 8
I know, but
in the
world.
But
we act like they sponsor us.
They sponsor us.
All right, go listen to our sponsors.
We think we sponsor them.
They don't know who we are, but we think that we're like real friends with them.
We think we're sharing the hotline. 323-6x30. Please call it.
We think that we have like a joint podcast with them. We share an email.
Even though you talk shit about them, they're my favorite shit.
You know how I am. But also, Lisa, in my head, like, me and Lisa from
Friends.
We're girls. Like
we already know each other. It's fine.
When she, like, sees a message that I send, I'm like, duh, there's my friend.
That's my friend.
Like, she just looked at a message. We're best friends.
Yeah, I fucking love her. And Kara. Kara's fucking funny.
All right, we're not sponsored anyways.
Goodbye.
Brittany's okay anyways. Bye. Liv Tyler.
Ooh. Remember her? Liv Tyler update. Okay, so last episode, we talked about her videos with her dad. Turns out, two things. One.
My fault.
One, my fault.
My fault for the pause.
We had a pause. My fault. Okay, one, she. Okay. Remember I was like, I don't know if she knew who her dad was. I was correct, y'all. I was correct for once in my life.
For once in my life.
All right. Anyway, I was right, and I was exactly right. I was sponsored by exactly right. And what the fuck was I talking about? She was 11, okay?
11?
She was fucking 11. Guess who she thought her dad was?
Yep. Yep.
Who?
Yeah.
His name begins with a
Logan?
T. Logan? Nope.
Tom.
Logan Tom? No. Who the fuck is
Tom?
That?
Tom?
Tom Logan? No, it's not a person.
Who is it? I know it.
Todd Rundgren.
Yes.
Todd Rundgren.
Who is
Rundgren.
That?
I can never say his last name. It's hard to
the
say.
The guy from Sex Pistol Brother.
No, hey. No.
That's like Nancy Sponge and my fault.
Who are you talking
about? Is that how you say
about
last name?
Sex Pistols? That's
oh,
Sid
my God. The
Barrett.
Sid's girlfriend.
Courtney Love?
No, that's Kurt Cobain.
Nancy Spungen?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
no.
of. All right, it's her brother, Todd Spungen?
It's Todd.
Sorry, guys.
His name is actually very hard to say. Todd Rundgren.
Who is he for real?
Oh, my God. We need to pause because
nope.
What the fuck does he sing? I cannot think of it, but you all know him. Google him. I'll come back at the next break we take. I'll come back with a fucking Todd Rundgren song. He has a really good song on the Almost Famous soundtrack. Anyway, why does everybody think he's their daddy? Like, she thought that Todd Rundgren was her dad until she was 11.
What led her to believe that?
I think maybe her. Guys, I didn't read this part.
What's your assumption?
That her mom was dating him.
Okay.
But guess who else dated him?
Oh my God, who?
Fucking. Okay, also.
Rose McGowan.
Don't quote me.
Rose McGowan.
Quote me. I could be making this up.
Who?
But Kate Hudson, I think she thought her dad was Todd Rundgren, too.
What?
And it turned out to not be Todd Rundgren or Kurt Russell.
Well, it's
it
definitely
was somebody
not Kurt
else.
Russell.
Or maybe it is Todd Rundgren. Wait
oh,
a minute.
I think it actually is.
I think her dad is actually
Todd. I think you're right.
Shit. That is some shit. Also, this is way off topic, but I have to tell you. I've been watching a lot of fucking Law & Order SVU. Do you know the backstory or the end game with, you know, your girl, that FBI girl that always comes back? Her name was Star, and then it was Dana. Her
Who?
Name was Dana. She's like that very famous fucking actress. She's won like a fucking Oscar. Dark hair. She was Southern. She was like an undercover. She always like got in fucked up situations with Stabler.
Oh no, fucking freak. That shot the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking freak.
She shot the KKK guy? He was trying to kill Stabes.
Yeah.
Did you know what happened to her?
No.
Okay, then wait, we can't talk about it.
Wait, she goes to jail, right?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I never knew that.
Wait, actually, I just made that up. I didn't know that. I'm just guessing. I've not seen
well,
that.
Well, spoiler alert. It comes back to haunt her. Good. She killed a bitch.
I don't like her. Fuck her.
She killed a
She's
bitch.
She's a weird face. She's a punchable face like Jodi Arias. My fault.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, I think she's, like, an incredible actress. I, like, admire her for some reason. She plays, like, a hateable character,
well,
for
good
sure.
for you. Get an Oscar, then.
Also, fuck Amanda Rollins' sister for real, but I don't even fucking
okay,
care.
Okay, no, we were also, not talking about this.
Also, I fucking stand now for two people.
Who?
Carisi
we know
and
that.
Rollins.
We know, like, that. No, we're not doing a Law and Order.
Goodbye.
I hate Rollins. I hate you. Goodbye.
I love you, but bye.
Anyways, do you want to talk about something for real? One last quick update, guys. This is crazy. The swim caps.
Oh, shit.
The Olympic
yeah.
swim caps. I was right. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. And it is, they like targeted a brand that is specifically for non-white hair, basically. And they said it like wasn't aerodynamic for your fucking head. But
what does that mean?
It wasn't like, they said it wasn't the quote. Well, not really, but like it wasn't the paraphrase. It wasn't like the natural shape of one's head.
What does that even mean, bitch?
It means
everybody
your hair is
head.
Big, bitch. That's what they're made for, people with big hair. So go fuck yourself. But
wow.
Anyway, they are reviewing it. Somebody is reviewing it and said that it's not inclusive and it's fucked up.
Yeah, obviously.
So there, it's under review. Let's hope and whatever that it gets worked out because that's fucked up.
Did you know that Kim Kardashian's spandex brand is the official brand for, like, loungewear and undergarments for the Olympics?
No, that's fucked up, too. Goodbye. Are you kidding me?
Skims.
It's not Nike.
Skims. It's Skims, sweetie.
Go fuck yourself,
Skims. Bras and underwear and, like, loungewear.
Good for you.
Good for you. You're a lawyer.
I didn't know she was a lawyer.
Well,
no,
guess
I
what?
I don't care about
well,
her.
Guess what? Since this is a pop culture segment.
I do care about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's
I was
relationship,
gonna say two
and
things.
I love it.
I was
going to
say
fucking love
two
it.
Things. This was not a topic I plan on topping about, but I will tell you this, Topper. One, yeah, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, hot.
Sexy.
Did you
couple.
See them playing that piano together?
Yes, I did.
So cute.
I love it.
I love them together. Good for them.
Good for you.
I look happy and healthy.
But for real.
They do. They really do. Anyway, second, Kanye West.
Don't know him.
he's questionable. But Kanye West is dating Bradley Cooper's ex. I shouldn't say that to introduce who this woman is. She is actually a model and she's very successful. But
who the fuck?
Arena. I can't say her last name.
Shy Rick.
That really pretty girl.
Beautiful Sports Illustrated model. Beautiful lips.
Dating Kanye West.
Wow. Well, good for
good
you.
Good for you.
I guess. I mean, she's God bless America. She's like beautiful.
She's really good.
You're beautiful.
Anyways, our first real topic is this. Are you guys ready? A lot of our girlfriends on Instagram, and boyfriends actually, are big fans of this season of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Brenda has not really been watching it this season, but she's about to learn tonight because we're talking about Kathy Hilton, my favorite character.
Thank God. Okay. This is, okay, I did, since last week, because I had no fucking clue who the cast even was, I did, like, Google it, at least. And then I went on a little YouTube trot and watched a couple videos.
Oh, good.
To catch myself up, so I know who Sutton is. Whoa.
Crazy.
Whoa.
All right, we'll get
she
to that.
She seems like a, whoa.
Crazy.
I know who fucking Crystal is. She's really pretty.
She's really pretty.
I know who... fucking Kathy Hilton. Oh man, I love her. I love Kathy Hilton.
No,
she's messy.
She's really messy
and maybe intentional, and I fucking love it.
She's just such a different type of person to me. It's really
I think she plays dumb, but she's not dumb.
She's
and
not
she's
dumb.
Actually just playing comedy to the show.
She's funny.
She's being a comedian.
She's like sneaky funny, you
she's
know,
being a little comedian. And now I get where Paris Hilton gets this from. I know Paris Hilton gets called a dumb bitch all the time, but
she's
guess
not.
What she's not sister.
All of that voice talk was fake bullshit.
I do think she said some funny ass shit. If you go back and watch, I mean, I know she seems very spoiled sometimes, but like
The Simple Life,
she did say some funny
that
weird
was the
shit.
Funniest show I've ever seen in my life.
That one spot where like fucking Nicole Richie is going off on that hillbilly dude.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is low-key hilarious.
She's
in that
funny.
Whole scene, she just is so clueless and weird. She's just weird.
Yeah. So is Kathy Hilton.
So is Kathy Hilton. I get it.
And I've honestly never really watched Beverly Hills Housewives. Like, I've never really, it's never really been my thing. I don't really care for them.
They've changed so much.
I usually stick to, like, New Jersey and New York and Atlanta sometimes and Potomac sometimes, and I leave the California girls out of it. But
Orange County, no, no, no.
This is the first season I've actually watched every single episode of Beverly Hills, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm, like, into it.
Who's your favorite?
Kathy, obviously.
Well, she's not even a real, whatever.
Yes,
she's a friend.
No. She's not a real housewife?
No.
Are you shitting me?
No, she's a friend. It's on her terms, girl.
What?
She's not in the cast when you introduce yourself. No, she's a friend of the fucking podcast.
Oh, well, she's the star of the show.
Obviously. Okay, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Who is Thomasina? What's up with her? Is it a peeping Tom?
Yeah.
But what is up with that?
There was this whole thing where they were, like, on a girls' trip in, like, Utah, I think. They were, like, in a big, cool log cabin. And they were, like, staying up late, like, drinking. I think they were, like, in their pajamas or whatever. They had, like, gone out earlier. Crystal, I think, was in her bedroom because she was, like, on the phone. And she was, like, talking about Sutton on the phone because Sutton is weird. Like, trust me. Sutton's weird.
I can tell within 5 seconds that she's weird.
She is. And Crystal's, like, really smart, and she's not going to play these weird games. Like, if you're weird, she's going to tell you that you're fucking weird. Like, get a grip.
Crystal also seems a bit maybe cold, but I respect it.
I mean, she is. But
I'm like that. I'm a Capricorn,
most of the time, I mean, I agree with everything she said. She's right.
Yeah.
And it all started, actually, because oh my god. It all started because of, like, a race comment that Sutton made, which was fucking stupid. Like,
about
it was about, I think Garcelle had a conversation with Kyle or so. I don't really remember now. Garcelle had a conversation with Kyle or someone and explained, like, certain, like racial stereotypes and things that, like, Kyle doesn't understand and, like, why certain things, whatever. Kyle and Crystal and Sutton were, like, up at this Utah place. Like, they were, like, up in a different room at night, like, talking. And Kyle was talking about it. And then Sutton said something stupid, like, oh, like, why does it always have to be about race? Or, like, something stupid yourself. Like that. And Crystal was, like, oh, let me guess. Like, you're someone that thinks that, like, you don't see color.
Yeah.
And then Sutton was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? And then she started, like, crying, like, white tears. So, like, Crystal's not wrong for thinking she's a fucking weirdo, because
yeah,
she is.
Yeah, can't blame her.
Anyways, Sutton takes, long story short, Sutton, like, takes Crystal's coat to Crystal's room.
Is that
room.
A gunshot?
I don't know anymore. We're outside, you guys. I don't know what's going on.
There's a party going on.
Kind of.
In the USA. Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Anyways, Sutton.
I hope that wasn't a gunshot.
It's okay.
Goodbye.
Sutton took Crystal's jacket to her room because she wanted to give it to her. But okay. It was kind of weird because Sutton's kind of bent. Crystal was clearly not hanging out with him. She was in her room. It was late at night. Sutton, like, knocks on the door, like, whatever, like, 2 times, but then opens it. Like, she doesn't wait. She just knocks and opens it, and Crystal was naked.
I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't have done that if I was hammered. If we were friends, but are they not
That's
friends?
That's the thing. They're not really friends. They just met each other.
Then
they
I wouldn't.
Know
I would have
other.
Hung it on
They're
the fucking doorknob and been like, sis, here's your coat.
Or just waited till the morning.
Or just
put
yeah,
it somewhere.
Not.
You're not, like, out in public. You're in your
like,
freaking
vacation
house.
It was like
house.
She was, like, trying to approach her or something.
I don't know what she was thinking, but I don't know. It turned into a whole thing.
Is this after they fought?
They hadn't really fought that much yet. They had kind of bickered about weird things, but, like, after that, Crystal said that to the other girls that she felt violated by that, and then everybody got all weird about her using the word violated because they're saying...
I saw a scene of that.
That, like, it insinuates, like, a sexual thing. But Crystal said, baby girl, the definition of violation is, like, invasion of privacy or something like that. Like, she's not
yeah.
wrong. Like, it was a violation.
I would not have liked it if anybody walked in on
if
me naked.
If I don't know you that well and I'm in my room and I'm naked and you open the door without, like, being a normal person, like,
right.
yeah, I'm going to think, like, I'm going to probably say, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, we
You're
don't know each
sister,
other.
You're my sister and I...
That would be weird.
Wouldn't want to walk on you naked.
Weird. That's just weird. And Sutton was like, it's a girl's trip. Well, not everybody has the
okay,
same weird
yeah.
boundaries as you, you freak.
We didn't grow up frolicking around naked.
And trust me, I'm not a modest girl.
Neither am I.
Like, you know me.
But,
like, I
we're
like
not
to
just
show
gonna,
my
like,
butt,
hang out with our butts out.
Not uninvited.
No.
No.
Ew.
Like, come on, be a normal person.
I mean, if that would have happened on accident, like, if I walked in on somebody, I would have immediately been like, oh my fucking God, my bad, like, I'm so sorry.
And she wasn't. She said something weird, like, I don't know what you're doing over there, but I'm gonna give you this. What do you think I'm doing, bitch? I'm in my room.
I'm getting dressed. Get the fuck out of my room.
Like, go fuck yourself. Anyways, yes, Sutton,
I don't have to tell you what I'm doing.
So Crystal's, like, over her because she thinks that she's weird, and, like, Crystal's not gonna apologize for saying, like, I feel violated, bitch. All of you are bitches, like, because all of them are being weird about it. I don't know. I like Crystal. She is kind of boring and a bitch, but, like, I like her.
I like it, too. I did see, like, a scene of them. I guess they were, like, bickering about it, like, at a, like, a little, like, stand-up bar or something outside.
I haven't seen the newest episode.
And I can only talk about this. Sutton was running her mouth or whatever. She gets on my nerves immediately. Like, even before all that, like, whatever. She instantaneously gets on my nerves. Even though she's definitely Southern, but not my kind of Southern. Anyway, she's annoying. I don't like her mouth. And she keeps putting on fucking lipstick. Stop it. Get a grip. Like, get a life. You're at a dinner. Why are you doing that? Over and over and over again. Anyway, she's, like, bitching about whatever the situation, and she's like, I'm not just gonna pretend that everything's hunky-dory. And Kathy Hilton,
I'm whispering, sweetie.
Kathy Hilton walks up and is like, wait, who's hunky-dory? She seemed like legit, like, wait a minute, y'all, I missed a beat, like, who's hunky-dory?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's funny. Wow. It's funny. I can't tell with her, man. She's fucking funny.
She just seems, like, so rich. Like, just so rich that she truly is, like, you know, kind of oblivious.
Out of it a little
bit. Just out of it, yeah.
In a funny way, though. But then she, like, sometimes she snaps out of it, too. Like, oh, you didn't see this episode, I guess. The last episode, like, at some point, like, they were fucking arguing or whatever. And Kathy Hilton was like, to Lisa Rinna, because she was hosting the party, Kathy was like, this is your party, sis, like, you need to get control of it.
To Lisa Rinna?
Yeah, like, go take care of this.
Do you like her?
I can't tell. I don't know. I don't really know, because, y'all, I've not watched Beverly Hills regularly since fucking Taylor, Big Lips Taylor, was on.
Okay.
So it's been a while. It's been a while.
Well, I'll say this. I hate Lisa Rinna's hair.
I watched some of last season with Denise Richards. Mm-hmm. And I always take Denise Richards' side. And I don't think they like each other, right? So I don't know.
I'm lost on the Denise Richards shit because I didn't watch it then.
Sometimes I think, I mean, she is what she is. She's a fucking actress. So she is being an actress on the show.
Yeah, I guess that's clear what it sometimes. Is. She's annoying too.
But she's charming, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen, like, the ugly side. I've seen, like, fucking gifs of her throwing shit and stuff. And, like, don't talk about my husband.
Oh, her fucking husband. Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin.
I actually think Harry, I don't care if he's gay or not. Harry is a good husband, or if he's having affairs.
Do the girls say that he's gay?
I think somebody, don't fucking sue me, Lisa Rinna. But I thought somebody maybe, he's not the first house husband to be, like, insinuated to be gay, but I don't, maybe I lied, maybe it was an insinuation of an affair with a woman, I don't know.
Oh.
Or somebody else, who knows.
Oh.
But anyway, Lisa Rinna, I think she needs to get new hair. Why?
Because it's ugly, it's outdated.
But
you're rich, sweetie, and you're pretty, so get a new wig. Your hair sucks. It's outdated. You look like a freaking loser.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
She does. Like, you could do a lot better. She could be really sickening if she just got a mature hairstyle. Get a grip.
Mature? It's mature, but.
It's
I think it works for her,
though.
No,
it doesn't.
I do think it works for her.
Yeah, you're accustomed to thinking that because she's had the same hairstyle for 45 years.
I mean, she's got a big look. Think about it. Like, what do you want? Slicked back
so
hair?
So tone it down. Tone down your face with your hair.
I think it balances it out.
No, it's too much face, too much hair.
Can we talk about her daughter?
Which one?
My fault. I didn't realize there was more than one.
The one dating Scott Disick?
Yeah, what's up with her?
Her name's Amelia.
I think she's like, what? 19 or 29?
Like 19, probably. She's a baby. Come on.
Scott Disick is fucking 37.
He bought her a freaking necklace
or something.
And he's
a dick.
He's a dick for real.
You know who
When a guy dyes their hair bleach blonde, they're going through it.
I was just gonna say that. Why do they always do that?
They're going through
it. Why do they always dye their hair? Besides Cisco, but that was silver. Why do you always bleach your hair when you're going through it?
I don't know. Kanye West.
I feel like girls don't do
Dennis
that.
Dennis Rodman. Jonah Hill.
The list goes on.
I mean, it just never ends.
You had a boyfriend that did it, didn't you?
Yeah, he was crazy.
I think I might have too. Who else? Like, Brad Pitt even did it. Yeah. Brad Pitt, of all people.
It's not.
Anthony Kiedis.
Okay, well, they're all hot.
Kim Kardashian. Ariana Grande.
Guess what, though?
Pete fucking Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Bleach hair is kind of sick looking, but still hot.
He will always be hot to me.
But Harry Hamlin's brother, Scott Disick, not hot enough to
ew, go
not
fuck yourself.
Hot enough to yeah. bleach your hair.
Get a life.
You look like a fool, sweetie.
You look like a jerk. That was the only moment I ever liked him when he said
that.
He
actually is kind of funny.
He's funny in a dickhead kind of way. Like, he's not funny in a me wants to date you kind of way.
Like, come on. Do you want your daughter dating him? Gross.
And he's not hot.
I think he could be hot if he tried.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If he, like, dressed different and had different hair.
No, sweetie. His head.
Imagine if he had, like, really long hair. And, like,
imagine if he had a different face, because his face is not hot.
Well.
Or his body.
Well.
What is he slumped over all the time? Why does he have bad posture?
He's tired.
I don't give a fuck.
He's tired.
You're not hot enough to be tired.
He's got,
why are you so tired?
Kids.
No, sweetie. You don't do anything with those kids. Fuck yourself.
Oh, I think he's their dad.
You're his dad.
Imagine, I don't even watch
my
that
sister,
show. I don't
his,
even know.
His dad. I don't either,
actually. I don't
actually.
Know anything
know
about his
about it.
I don't even know how many kids they have.
I just know he's a bitch in my book.
He's a bitch in my book.
He just is a douchebag loser to me. Like, get a job. Why don't you have a job?
He has a job.
What?
Influencer.
He just rolls around with a cigar in his mouth like a little fucking douchebag.
Why
don't you try to be Harry Hefner a little bit harder?
He does have a job for real. Hold on, I have to cough. You guys, my fault.
I said Harry. Hugh Hefner. Why don't you do this yourself and be a little Hugh Hefner?
He does.
Bitch.
He is. He does have a real job.
What is it?
Lord.
Oh my God.
Lord Disick.
Lord, go fuck yourself.
Seriously.
I don't care about you. You can go lord yourself.
Go fuck yourself, sweetie.
Anyway.
Man, we've been talking about this for a long time. I have a quick one more thing if you just want to talk about it. Really, I mean, it's been a while.
Okay.
Are you watching Real Housewives of New York?
Actually, I...
You're not, are you?
I have not caught up.
Because it's boring, right?
No.
It is.
Okay, the four-person cast is a little bit weird to me.
Is
like,
it only four? No,
yes,
it's not four.
It is legitimately four.
No.
It's Sonia, fucking Ramona, fucking Leah, fucking Ebony. That is it.
Luann.
Luann's not even a fucking real person.
Yes, she is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's five, which is still not enough.
I'm going to say she's not.
Yes, she is.
She thinks
she is. She sucks, but she is, unfortunately,
she
a part of the cast.
She is not, I think.
She is, but right. The main question is this.
Two of them don't drink. One of them's a bitch. One of them's cool.
Which one is cool to you?
One of them is...
We don't know.
Whatever.
Which one is cool to you?
Ebony. I haven't seen the last few episodes, but Ebony is fucking cool to me.
What do you think about Leah?
No, Leah's cool, but she's kind of... maybe annoy me a little bit right now because
is she okay
not annoying me I haven't got caught up but like and I actually didn't even see this episode but I just read the recap because okay I haven't been watching it because my DVR fucking sucks and I keep missing it like
okay.
it keeps running out of fucking space yeah. and whatever I keep accidentally DVRing Bluey it's out of control
okay.
So that's why it's not intentional but like, I read a recap because, like, I really wanted to know what the fuck happened, like, in the next episode. I missed the fucking Breakfast at Tiffany's episode.
Okay.
And I read that, like, she took a fucking vow of science. Science.
A vow of science.
She took a vow of science. But she took a vow of silence. You're on a reality show.
It was stupid. Listen,
dumb bitch.
Listen. I'll tell you
don't
this.
Don't be a dumb bitch, Leah.
I'll tell you this.
Don't be a dumb
bitch. I liked Leah a lot, and she was my favorite. Like, I stand Leah, honestly. I thought she was a lot of fun. I thought she was a good addition.
I think she might be thinking too hard right now.
Well, all of the girls in the Facebook and Instagram comments hate Leah and Ebony. They hate both of them.
Why? What?
They're all saying that this
season... What has Ebony ever done to anybody?
They hate Ebony.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you kidding me? They hate Ebony.
I mean, I haven't seen, like, the last three episodes.
All the comments are saying how this season is, like, the worst season, and the ratings suck because of Leah and Ebony. Get rid of Leah.
It's not Ebony's fault that everybody is racially fucking clueless.
It's not her fault. They just think that it's boring, and it's like...
Why? Because you need to learn a little bit sometimes, because you're dumb bitch.
They don't want to learn. They don't want to learn.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, here's the thing. I will agree. I like Ebony, and I like what Ebony's doing, and I like what Ebony talks about. But I don't think that she's, like organically the best fit for this group of girls. Like, it's obviously kind of forced. Ramona and Luann, they would never hang out with fucking Ebony.
Do you think, though, that Leah and Ebony knew each other for real?
I don't. I think that they're good friends now,
I think Ebony was casted. I think there's a very intentional Bravo moment happening where they're casting women of color. Woo, finally. But... it is a little bit, it seems, it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't always seem organic. I think Ebony's fucking good for them.
Yeah, I think Ebony should just have her own show.
And
if
forcing them all to hang out, I think is good for the white girls, for it sure. Is. But you're, I mean, yes, it's not always organic.
But they don't seem like genuine, like, friends. So, like, no, the dynamic of it is kind of weird.
They argue all the time, though, lately, especially because Carol and fucking Heather keep talking about shit on their podcast. We're friends with them. It's like, no, we're not.
No,
but,
we're not.
No, we're actually not. But they keep talking shit on their podcast about how fake everything is on Bravo. It's all plotted. Like,
well, also, I started thinking differently about Leah after the whole Michael Che thing. She's a weirdo. She's a real weirdo. For real.
That was a very awkward conversation, I will say that.
She's just weird.
I mean, I get her weird, though.
She's overreacting.
But that was a very awkward conversation, and I don't think it should have been blown up the way it was.
Like, yeah, she blew shit up, and it didn't... If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it. Michael Che.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Leah McSweeney, or whatever.
I do like Leah, though. At the end of the day, yeah. I like Leah.
Yeah, anyways, I haven't watched it anymore because I'm bored, but that's pop lock.
I need to catch up. I need to catch up. I just don't know.
Catch up.
Also... fuck, I like Sonya.
I like her too. And she's actually surprisingly
me.
A lot more, what's the word? I don't know.
Not educated,
like, but like, I guess just like, not aware, but
she's
like,
actually, she is very aware.
But she is a lot, I guess, yeah,
for
more
somebody
aware
that
I
is so drunk so many times, she's actually like aware of what's going around. She's got a good read for the room most
yeah.
of the time.
She's smart.
And she's funny.
She is funny.
And she fucking freaked me out with that little koi fish part when she first met Ebony. I got
that was
weirded
strange.
Out, and I thought she was gonna be really weird and awkward around a black girl.
Yeah.
But she's not actually.
I think she was trying, and it was just that came out
it
weird.
It just came out.
But she made up for it. Like, she's obviously, like, sensitive
she's
to
she's actually
it.
Surprisingly
the most.
Sometimes, even when she's hammered, is like, girls, what are you doing?
Sonya's a lot of things, but I don't think she's racist.
I don't think she. I don't think
she's
either.
I don't know.
She will sue us.
Yeah, she will.
I mean, I think we all know who she voted for.
Obviously.
Let's just whatever.
I hate it.
Fuck
you guys
them.
Go
yeah.
fuck yourself. We'll be back with a different segment. Go fuck yourself and watch The Real Housewives. Just kidding. Don't fuck yourself. You're our fans.
Are we done?
No. Well, with Poppy. Yeah. Look.
Oh, damn. Also, yeah, Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone were 16 in that video. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Cigarettes, lighter, phone.
Phone?
Phone, vape pen, lip gloss. I put a bunch of things in my bra and then put my shirt over it and ran inside because it was raining.
Nobody will know if you have big boobs.
You couldn't even tell. When I got inside and looked in the mirror, you could not even tell what I was hiding in my bra. I could walk into a concert with a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive? Under my bra.
Dare me to drive?
Under my bra. You would never know.
Nobody would know.
Anyways.
Which bitch? Fuck you.
That was an annoying laugh, but leave it in, Steven.
It's the pencil test. You can put some pencils in your boobies sometimes.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? My fault.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, Annie. Are you okay?
I just didn't want to talk about my boobs for too long on your segment.
But Annie, are you okay? Okay? You okay, Annie?
You're okay, and I'm jealous that you're okay.
The crescendo, and I don't remember the words, but I fucking love this song, bitch.
This is our segment. This is not my segment. This is your segment.
You've been hit by a smooth criminal. Habba-dabba-dabba-dabba. Habba-dabba. Habba-dabba.
That was like a lullaby version.
I mean, sometimes you gotta just chill it down.
Okay.
I still don't know the words. My fault.
I still don't. My fault.
One of these days, I will learn them. But anyway, this is my little segment.
I keep trying to make it mine.
And guess what? It's ours. It's going to be ours.
Okay.
So today in the Annie, Are You Okay segment, we are going to have a little bit of a theme.
Okay.
It is actually Smooth Criminal.
What?
I'm going to tell you two options. Two options today. Ooh, they're both fucking doozies.
Okay.
And they're both the little bit of a theme here. Both of them are a little bit smooth criminal situations. Both of them are actually a little bit true crimey. One of them is more conspiracy theory than the other.
Okay.
I almost forgot the other. Hold on. I did like a lot of research.
You sounded like Anna Nicole Smith.
You
like my research. My fault.
You like my body.
All right, for real, come on.
For real, though. Okay, so shut up and listen to me. I have two really good options. Oh, my God.
What are they?
You're gonna freak out. You're gonna freak. The first one, okay, hold on. Let me think.
This is a joke. Let me think.
For real, the first one is, oh, my God. Okay, this is a big deal.
What is it?
This first one is going to be... They're both true crimey, okay?
You already said that, sweetie.
The first one is more conspiracy theory-y.
You said that, too. What is it?
Listen, Linda. It's about Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, this is the first one?
That's my first option for you today.
Okay.
okay. There's a deep, deep, deep dive. I didn't know a lot until very recently. I'd always heard rumors and shit, but I didn't know. I did a research dive, and there is some fucked up shit.
With the Kennedys.
With some big people. I'm not trying to get murked tonight, but
who?
Somebody might shoot somebody.
I bet it's the Kennedys.
With a lethal shot at what? I don't know. It gets fucked, and it's very in depth, actually. Okay. Like, there's a lot of stuff to back it up.
Wow, that sounds really fun to
me. I always thought that it was like pretty circumstantial, but no, sis. There is.
Don't tell us too much.
Okay.
That's a good one. That sounds good.
That's one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
Definitely a deep dive.
Okay.
My second one is actually also. Okay. This one's a little more. I would say not lighthearted, but because it's definitely true crime, it's murder. But it's just straight up true crime. But it's a little more whimsical. It's a little more fucking fun to talk about.
Okay.
It's less of a Debbie Downer, more of a party murder.
Marilyn Monroe sounds like a party murder to me.
Yes, actually it is, but
okay.
Here's the second party murder.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I can top that.
Oh, my.
My fault. Just kidding. Shirt. All right, what is it for real?
Wait a minute.
Nah, for real. I bet I'll get excited. I bet I will. What is it?
You're going to like it.
What is it?
Okay. It's going to be, it would be, if you choose it, if you so choose it.
Okay.
One of my favorite, actually, if not my favorite murder, no, my favorite episode of my favorite murder retelling of one of Georgia's fucking stories.
I know what you're about to do.
No, you're
I do know exactly what you're about to do.
I am being Georgia. I just flipped my fucking notes over, but for real, are you a Karen or a Georgia?
I'm a Karen. Don't ever let me say that. Someone's gonna take that and
Karen Kilgariff, she
means. Karen Kilgariff, people. I'm not a Karen.
Come on, get a life. Am I a Karen or a Georgia?
You're a Georgia. You think you're a Karen, but you're not.
I think I'm a Karen, but I'm a Georgia. Okay, I love Georgia. Anyway, this is one of my favorite. My one, besides like the big ones, like John Wayne Gacy, like this is one of my very favorite tellings of a story.
What
on
is
that
it?
Whole fucking podcast.
I know what it is.
You want to guess?
I do. I know what
guess,
it is.
Guess, guess.
The Teeth Island.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The Galapagos Affair.
Okay.
It's so fucking weird with the barrenness and the teeth. In the weird volcano islands. Oh my God. It's a murder mystery. It's a swagatron forever. Tits out. Nudist Nietzsche people. Weird Nietzsche people. It gets a little weird.
Okay.
It's a weird story. It's a very uncommon story, I would say. It's not like a well-known murder story, but why the fuck not? It has everything.
You know what?
What?
I'm gonna do something.
What?
That I wouldn't normally do.
What?
Because I hate Georgia. I actually don't. I like Georgia. I do.
I do hate everybody.
Georgia gets on my nerves a little bit lately. I don't know. But I do like her, but she does get on my nerves. I don't hate her.
Everybody gets on everybody's nerves.
That was a mad accident. I'm just kidding. But, no, I will go along with, I will like to talk about the teeth.
Georgia's story, the teeth, oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
This story is so fucking weird.
It is.
It's so weird.
There's actually, yeah, it's actually a lot of levels to it.
There's a lot of information.
There's a lot happening.
A lot fucking happened. And, okay, it took place in the freaking 1920s and 30s, but... like, that part boggles my mind, because there's, like, a lot of mayhem going on in this story. So, should I tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
All right. So, okay, basically, I'm going to retell you Georgia's version. I didn't watch the documentary. There's a documentary about it. It's called The Galapagos Affair. Something about fucking Satan, like, when Satan meets Eden or some shit. But it's based off the book that, what's-her-face, you're about to find out, somebody in this story wrote. So, like, it's a legit story, y'all.
It's a true
life. This is not freaky. This is, like, true life, true crime, actual thing. Yeah. But, like, it took place in, like, the fucking 20s, basically. So, here we go. Floriana Island. Floriana Island is, like, a little random little archipelago island in freaking Ecuador or whatever. Like, the Galapagos.
Okay.
Like, Galapagos Island, like... first of all, Galapagos was, or not Galapagos, fucking whatever it's called. Floriana was named after, like, the governor of Ecuador. I did not know that it belonged to Ecuador. But the Galapagos Island, like, fucking, you know, like, Charles Darwin, giant tortoises, like, the weird birds, you know, those birds.
Yeah.
The Origin of Species, like, the whole, like, evolution shit. That same island, which is actually kind of weird. It's, like, built... from volcanoes or whatever, and it's not, it's weird.
You can't live on it, realistically.
It's like molten rock.
It's moldy?
Molten. Oh. Like, it's like a rock.
Lava.
It's like a big fucking rock. Like, there's not, like, how do I say it? Like, there's not, like, glass, not really. Like, necessarily, like, you know?
Yeah, you can't, like, walk around comfortably.
There's no mammals. You know that? Besides people, but, like, people, like, didn't really fucking live there. And so then, though, okay, also, like, some random... okay, this is weird. Did you ever read Moby Dick? As
no.
I mean, I like to read, but I didn't even read Moby Moby Dick. Anyway, some fucking captain back in the day, like... burned the island down on accident as a joke or something.
Good joke.
And then he ended up, like, getting rocked by a sperm whale. Like, his captain, his boat, like, got, like, fucked up and he died from a sperm whale.
That's your karma, sweetie.
And it inspired Moby Dick, the book.
I don't know anything about Moby Dick.
Book. Anyway, goodbye. So, anyway, 19, like, whatever, Great Depression era, like, late 20s, I think 1929 or something. The Ecuador, like, situation, economy-wise, was not good. So, they fucking started selling their shit to, like, Europeans. I don't really know which ones, but whatever. It became, like, open to European countries, and these people started getting these weird ideas to go there and, like, live in the fucking islands and change their lives around. Okay.
She sounds exhausted.
I really just want to do something really quick. I have ADD.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to say something that we can cut out if we need to. Should we explain that you're, like, you know, you're, like, you're a little bit silly right now?
No.
I think we should, because you definitely audibly sound silly.
I'm a little bit silly, okay?
I mean, you're definitely sillier than normal. I will say this. We're recording at night.
We are recording at night.
Which I don't like to do. We've recently been recording during the day because I'm more awake and everybody's more awake and normal. It is nighttime right now, so,
you know. I'm a little silly.
Brenda is a little silly, but she's, like, you're fine.
Oh, my God, I got you.
Like, if we take a weird break, it's probably for something silly.
You know, we're silly. Get silly.
Anyways, and you know, that's, we're silly.
All right, where was I? So, OMG, here we go.
Okay.
All right, there's these two people. Their names are kind of weird. They're German. One, Friedrich Ritter. He's a doctor. He's a dentist. Two, fucking Dora Strauch. I'm never going to say that last name again. Got this whole story. She's going to be Dora.
I already forgot his name. What is it?
Friedrich, but I'm not going to call him that. I'm going to call him Ritter.
Oh, no. I can't say that. It's too hard for my mouth.
You're going to call him Friedrich?
Freddy?
Fred.
Fred.
Ew.
No, because I like Fred and
I know. Me too. Activities. No. Come on. No, Fred.
Call him Ricky.
Ricky.
Because his name's Frederick.
Frederick, yeah.
Ricky.
Okay, so.
Just call him Rick.
Ricky?
Ricky.
Rick.
Rick. No, because come on.
I'm going to call him Ritter.
Oh my God, all right.
Ritty,
let's go.
Whatever.
Ritter and Dora.
Ritter and Dora. Ritter is a dentist.
Probably.
Probably a dentist. Probably a job. In the 20s.
What did you use? Like, come on.
He was a weirdo dentist, too.
Pliers? Come on.
You want to talk about. Never mind. I'll get there. Anyway, Ritter. He's a dentist.
Okay.
He gets with Dora, who is one of his patients.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. And they were both married.
Oh.
But they were in the same shit for some reason. She was like 15. Woo. Like, well, obviously, there's going to be some teeth involved. But, I mean, he's a dentist, after all. But
if you're a dentist, you must have a tooth fetish.
Oh, gosh. There's so many weird teeth in this story.
Okay,
anyway.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Don't let me get started
yet. They got together. They got together. Have common interests. My fault.
Not really. Like, he was into, like, Nietzsche. Did you ever read, like, Nietzsche when you were young?
No, but I'm starting to learn briefly Nietzsche things through psychology school.
Really?
Like, slowly. What? I'm not really there yet, but, like, little glimpses of Nietzsche bullshit.
What, like, nihilist bullshit?
Yeah.
Like, nothing matters?
Right.
Okay, so he was, like, really into that.
Sounds fun. He's, like, a fun guy.
Like, pretty, yeah, nothing matters, life is meaningless.
Sounds like a blast to be around.
Anarchy in the UK,
a
go
dentist
fuck
that doesn't think that life is fun? Go fuck yourself.
Like, a little bit morbid for the dentist, but
anyways,
all right.
Sorry,
don't
so
put me
sucks.
To sleep too hard.
So,
like,
what so Dora
you,
liked
you,
it.
What? Yes, she did, actually. And she was, like, 28, and he was, like, fucking 40-something.
Gross.
He was, like, 15 years older, and she had MS, which I thought, one, maybe this is naive of me, or ignorant of me, but I thought, like, what the fuck? People still don't know a whole lot about MS. So in the 20s?
Yeah.
How do you get diagnosed with MS at 28? That's
super young. You're probably really fucked if you get diagnosed with MS at 28.
It's hard to diagnose in the first place. And at 28, that seems very young to me.
You know who else has MS?
Who?
Sorry. My favorite person in the world. My favorite band. Everclear.
Who?
The lead singer
Bob
of Everclear.
Bob or Bert?
No.
Or Ed?
His name is Alex?
Nah, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Alex. No, that's his last name. It's Ant.
Do you want to bet?
The fuck is his name? Art. My fault. Art. Alex Sakis or something. Anyways, he looks like Dr. Drew. I'm in love. I love him.
Yeah, he's always been hot.
He has MS now.
It's like such a weird disease.
Yeah.
So, okay, what the
Anyways,
fuck was I
so
talking about?
Dora has MS. My fault.
Dora has MS. They start dating. I think her husband's like a dick or something. So...
Okay.
They decide, oh my gosh. And also, he's like a son of a bitch. He like thinks he's so smart and like wants to go write a fucking book about theology or some
The dentist
bullshit,
or her husband?
Some nihilist bullshit. No, not her husband. The dentist.
Okay.
We're just going to call him the dentist. It's way easier. But, okay, so they decide to fuck everybody forever, and guess what they tell their spouses?
I'm going to try out for Survivor.
Ooh, that's a good one. They're like, fuck, it's like a whole, it's going to be like a whole episode of like The Bachelor. Like, it's going to be like Bachelor Temptation Island. It is, like, weirdest story in the fucking world. But, okay, like, Ritter believed, the doctor, the dentist, believed in like the power of thought, like, don't, like, mind over matter bullshit. They told their spouses to look out for one another.
To, hold on, for the for each other's spouses to look out for
they
each other?
They said to take care of each other.
Like, her husband take care of his wife?
Mm-hmm.
And likewise?
Yep. Goodbye, sweetie. We're going to go float away on this
sailaway
island.
They don't know each other, though.
Nope.
You guys are the ones having
an affair. Nice to introduce you. Here's, pleased to meet you.
This is your new boo thing. My fault.
Hope you guess my name.
We switched. We did a sister switch.
It's like that wife swap show.
My fault. All right.
But for real, in the 20s.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, hey, take care of one another. Goodbye. So, guess what, though? There's some weird things going on in this neighborhood with these two. One, the guy's like really into Nietzsche.
Yeah, okay.
He's like really into like subculture kind of like lifestyle stuff.
Okay,
he's
a vegetarian.
No. He's more than boring. He believes in fucking raw food theories and nudism, which is interesting. But this is the weird part. Obsessive mastication.
Huh?
Do you know what that means?
No.
Guess.
Mastication.
Yep.
Mastication. You said obsessive?
Obsessive mastication.
Mastication.
It sounds dirty, but it's actually, it's weird.
Can you give me like a hint? I really want to guess this on my own.
It has to do with the process in your body.
Mastication.
Mm-hmm.
I could never guess.
No more guess.
It's got to be weird.
It's not as weird as you think.
It has to
do with eating.
Don't want to know. What is it? Baby bird stuff?
Kind of. In a weird way, yes. It's like the theory that like you have to like obsessively fucking chew your food before you swallow it.
Ew.
So like you have to like
turn everything into applesauce?
According to fucking Karen Kilgariff, she said, on My Favorite Murder, she said, you have to chew, like, 35 times a bite.
Ew,
one bite.
Just eat soup.
And she even said, like, she read, like, a fucking juicing book or something that said, like, eat your juice. And you do, like, the same thing for juicing to, like, process it. And that's, like, the right way. No. I'm not doing that.
No, don't.
I will never do that.
Ew.
My jaw would hurt really bad. And why? I would be so bored all the time. I would stop eating. It would take forever.
The most boring guy ever born.
I'd be working all the time.
This is your hobby? Chewing your food?
I'm tired. I work all the time. I'm like, what? I can't be happy with my life. I have to chew 35 times a bite.
I'm depressed. I'm working every day.
She's working every day.
Chewing your food for you. Gross.
So guess what happened to the fucking dentist?
He loses his teeth.
You're a dentist.
He loses his teeth because he has cavities.
His teeth get ruined.
Duh.
By too much chewing, little
because you're a baby bird.
What are you, a bird?
Gross. Just eat applesauce. You're so boring. You don't have it. You're so boring that you're
you have to chew your food all your life away.
Most of your time, you spend a third of your life chewing your food.
Don't talk to me. I'm chewing.
I can't even talk on the phone with my wife because I'm too busy chewing.
I have to chew. I'll talk to you later.
You guys want to go out to dinner? Not tonight. We'll be there for 6 hours because I got to chew 100 times a second.
No, don't pay the bill. I'm still chewing my appetizer.
Gross order. Applesauce. My fault. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. Anyways. Guess what he does? So he ruins his teeth. I said, fucking dentist, get a life or a new career, you dumbass. But he ruins his teeth and he decides to get stainless steel dentures.
What the fuck are you, Sean Paul?
Bane.
Get a life, it's 1929.
Fucking Bane, are we in Gotham City?
Oh my God.
Why are you a villain? Why are you an evil villain?
What are you
villain?
Trying to eat? Like turtle bones?
You're going to go move away to a faraway island with your mistress with your little wild ass teeth.
to chew on tortoise shells?
Yeah. To go live like Tarzan with your steel teeth?
What a loser.
What are you, in a fucked up Disney movie? What are you doing?
He's so dedicated to chewing and he needs metal teeth.
Like, you're a dentist. Like, first of all, what happened to your career that you forgot about your own teeth?
Oh, my God.
You forgot about your own teeth? Get a grip. But anyway, he was also into nudism, and he chewed a lot. So he pulled out all his teeth, okay? They move. Okay, they move to this faraway island. They do it. And shit gets weird real quick, but they get there. It's like 60 miles away from any known neighbor, first of all. Guess what he does? Guess what he does when he gets there?
Takes off his clothes.
Worse.
Builds a hut.
Worse.
Out of poop. Takes her teeth out. Okay.
He takes her teeth out.
Yeah.
He takes her teeth out, like, almost first thing.
Did he ask?
It was a preemptive move, according to him.
It was part
Both of them, by the way, like, they both, like, do, like, their own journals kind of thing throughout this.
Shadow work?
Both. They absolutely, like, do their shadow work, and they, like, fucking write letters. We'll get it. They write letters a lot. Like, they become, like, international.
To each other?
Like, I can't. It's a spoiler.
You better get into it.
Okay, so there's so much this fucking story.
Well, this is the thing, sweetie. Georgia, when she did this episode, it was, like, the longest episode of all time. It took her, like,
no,
2 hours. Yeah, it was.
I listened to it on the way over here. Anyway.
Not the whole part. Not the whole segment.
Let's get back to it. Okay, so they're there. He removes her teeth with garden tools, like garden pliers.
Why didn't he just bring his dental supplies?
And she let him. Yeah, no shit. He's a fucking dentist.
You don't carry that in your backpack?
As a preemptive move. They're already vegetarians, okay? They suck at everything. Except for nudism and nihilism and
You're
pulling their
so
own teeth
boring.
Out.
You're boring.
And they... Can you imagine eating with somebody and you have to share... They have to share their own dentures. Like, he didn't give her a new set. It's the one stainless steel set and they have to share it. So you can't even eat at the same time. You have to take turns
That's
eating.
That's disgusting.
You have to watch each other eat
That's
while you're waiting to eat.
Really disgusting to my life.
And they're vegetarians. And life is, like, not easy for them at first. They fucking don't know what they're doing. They can't grow shit. They're vegetarians. He won't allow her to drink coffee, which is fucked up. Excuse me. He tries to tell her that. I'm sorry.
Nope. Try again, sweetie.
Okay.
Sorry.
My fault. Wow. I'm weird. Anyway, I'm a little weirdo. What was I talking about?
They share teeth.
He fucking tells her... Yeah, they share...
Oh, my God.
They share their fucking teeth. He tells her, screw your MS. It's mind over matter, honey. Like, get over yourself, basically.
Put some rubbing
He doesn't feel bad
it.
For her. Put some salt in the wound or whatever. Go fuck yourself. He does not have any sympathy for her. And she becomes best friends... She becomes best friends with, like, a donkey... It's a burro. I don't know what the difference between a donkey and a burro is. I didn't Google it, but...
It lived there naturally? My fault.
Yeah.
She had a donkey friend. Did he live there naturally?
yeah, I think she got him on the island.
He was already there.
Even though I said there were no mammals, I lied,
He was already there, for real?
Or maybe she brought him, I don't know.
You can't bring a donkey to an island.
She was, like, best friends with this donkey.
Where were they from?
Germany.
And they
All these people are from Germany.
Well, donkeys don't live in Germany.
I don't know how the donkey came about, but no, I think it was wild. And she became friends with him, and her fucking husband got jealous
oh,
of him.
Wow. That's of like, his teeth? Of his real teeth?
Yeah, probably, like, sickening teeth, I'm sure. Like, it's a donkey.
He can chomp on anything.
Donkeys have, like, the biggest teeth.
Yeah.
But
jealous.
She got fucking jealous. That's how you know he's a loser. Like, get a new best friend. Spouse. like, float away from this island, please. God. So anyway, they write letters back to Germany.
To who?
And I don't even... This part is weird. Because they, like, write letters to Germany. And Germany starts publishing them in their newspapers.
What do you mean, to Germany? Like, the
guy? I don't know.
Like, the president of Germany?
That part was unclear to me. Like, I don't know if it was, like, a postcard situation, but they start, like... recording it in newspapers, and they become accidentally famous, and actually fucking fuckhead dentist was pissed about it because he was like, I'm into Nietzsche. You know, like, I'm off the grid, motherfuckers, like, whatever. He thinks he's so cool. And he doesn't want people coming to the island, and he gets, like, really pissed when they come to the island.
He's embarrassed about, like, his metal teeth.
He likes to think he owns the island with his metal ass teeth. He just wants to be alone and chew and all day. He has no time, because he can't stop chewing all the time. And he's got to be a dick to his wife when he has free time, so...
Just get some gum.
And he's, like, rude, by the way, towards his wife in these letters. He talks shit about her.
To Germany?
Yeah. And she is kind of sad herself. She's like,
obviously,
I cannot find
teeth. I cannot find my own teeth. I
cannot find my teeth. My boyfriend hates my doggy. And I cannot find kindness and patience with Dr. fucking Fred.
Okay.
She can't. And he ignores my MS. Like, come on, sis. Yeah. I have a thing.
Yeah.
It's called MS. And, like, you keep telling me I don't. So, okay. Like, stop it.
So, what next?
I can't carry banana stalks all day.
Yes, it hurts. What next?
So, anyway, they become famous. They're, like, modern day Adam and Eve or whatever. So, okay, they're, like, 3 years in. Like, they're doing all right. These new people show up.
How'd they hear about it?
They read about it in the paper.
It was free game. Nobody owns this island.
Well, European people owned it.
Okay, what? So who came?
And Heinz and...
You have three in your pocket. I can't stand you. You have three in your lap. Get out of here. Oh my God, I have to address that. Brenda just reached across the table to take my lighter when she has three in her lap. I can't stand her. Anyways, my fault. So they came to the island.
Okay, so here we go. These new people come. Heinz and Margaret Witter. Maybe. Witter, probably.
So there's a Ritter and there's Witters? Ritter and Witter can't
be. There's a Ritter and... I might be lying. Hold on.
You're lying.
I'm lying. Nope. Witner.
Okay.
So there's Witners. Margaret, Marge, Peggy.
Okay.
Margaret is the wife. She's 5 months pregnant. Husband, Heinz. Son, half son from her. It's her husband's first whatever, her like stepson. All right, so okay, they also have this son Harry. He's like a teenager. They don't really describe what his actual ailment is, but he's not like the healthiest kid. And they have like this idea to sell all their belongings and move to this faraway island. I mean, your fault.
Your fault.
I'm a little bit bent. I'm a little bit Alexis. I'm a little bit Lamborghini.
Your fault.
Your fault. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so these people show up.
My fault. I'm a little bit bent too. My fault. It's your fault.
Your fault. All right,
for real.
All right, so there's this like pregnant chick and her husband and her son, stepson, whatever, on this island. And by all accounts, like, they're normal. Like, they are normal. They actually know how to grow food. They're actually really, like, they're killing it. Like, they're good. But fucking Dr. Nietzsche, fucking dentist, is bitter about them being there and doesn't want them on his freaking island. Who didn't know that? He's a control freak. He's probably, like, the worst, like, unevolved fucking Virgo on the planet. But
ew.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the worst Virgo?
Yeah.
Sometimes I love Virgos.
I like Virgos.
I love a good Virgo.
But there's a bad Virgo.
But there's
kind
a bad
Virgo
one, too. And that's probably him. With, like, fucked up Mars, like, Scorpio blazing.
Ew.
My fault. Your fault.
Your fault.
Mars is Scorpio, but your fault. Anyway. So, he's fucking pissed. And he, like, navigates them to this freaking cave, like, 100 years away from them. Like, get out of here. Goodbye. Nice knowing you. And
he puts them in the cave and says, okay, this is where you live now.
Yeah,
bye.
This is where you live, sweetie. Goodbye. And
okay, my fault.
Granted, he's a doctor, technically. He's a fucking David.
You're not a doctor.
He's a David after
you're
dentist.
You're a dentist, David. Come on.
And he, like, doesn't want to deliver her fucking baby, even though he, like, read the medical book about it. He, like, doesn't want to do it because he's a dick. So, like, they don't really get along.
Well, I mean, to his, you know,
nobody asked a pregnant lady to come give birth on an island.
True. No doctors. Like, he's on sabbatical or whatever.
Nobody
like,
asked you to he do doesn't, that, sweetie.
Yeah. That's weird that's place a good
to have
point. A
baby. Why don't you wait until you have the baby and then come to the island?
But, like, they're, like, the only inhabitants. So, like, I mean, I get it. Like, dude. Well, oh,
what did
wow.
you expect, sweetie? Like, you expected a doctor to be here to deliver your baby?
Good point. Like, get a new
idea. Yeah, that's her fault. Anyways.
Get, like, one of those. What do you call those little girls?
Her fault.
Not little girls, but women that that weird name for women that like deliver babies. It's like Sousa, but not.
No. Doula.
Doula.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a doula.
Yeah.
Anyway,
bring your doula. Your
train Harry to be your doula. That's kind of weird.
No, don't.
Actually, please.
All right.
Please
sorry. My fault.
So whatever. She gives birth. It's fine. Everything's fine until the Baroness shows up. This fucking girl.
Luann from Real Housewives of New York.
She thinks she is.
She gives that vibe, doesn't she?
I mean, yeah.
She does.
Okay. Her name is...
She's like a mix of Samantha, my fault, from yeah. Sex and the City and Luann.
Ooh, that's actually a very good description of her. I feel like there's one more person in there, but we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So she's like
Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh. That is actually very accurate. Okay. Lindsay, Luann, and who?
Samantha,
one more. There's one more in there. I know it.
This is weird noise in the background.
Okay, weird noise. Take a time out.
We're back. My fault. Your fault.
Your fault. Anyway, so fucking A. All right, here's what's going on. Fucking A. The Baroness. There's this bad bitch about to show up on this island and wreak
havoc. Oh, yeah, we said
Luann,
Samantha, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
She's too much of a
character.
She
has arrived, and she thinks she owns the joint.
She's too much of a character to get into.
She is the main character tonight.
Not tonight.
But not tonight.
Not tonight.
So, okay, guess what, guys? And girls and friends beyond the binary.
This is where we get... This is why we're called Not Tonight. Because we gotta do things like this sometimes. Sometimes we get really excited about a topic, but then you gotta be like, you know what, not tonight. There's not enough time. Not
this
tonight.
Was like a true... More of a deep dive than I... actually thought.
And it should be, because it's a fun story, my fault.
It's really fun. It's about to get really fun.
Yeah, this is the best part. This bitch is the best part. She's the main character.
I mean, the teeth is the teeth. I get caught up on the teeth every
time. Yeah, it's
time.
Weird. Like, you have to talk
it's
about
like
it.
It's like haunting. If you think about this island and what's about to go down and the teeth, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, okay, we're gonna come back next week with the part two. And it gets real cool now.
Yeah.
There's gonna be tits out. There's gonna be hot boy summer. There's gonna be a lot of weird donkey thing. Not weird like that, but like donkeys, more donkeys. Silent films. There's gonna be everything. I'm Stefan.
You sound like Stefan.
I'm Stefan. Ooh, there's my doggy.
Alright, we'll come back. We'll talk about her next week. My fault. We're gonna do hometowns.
We gotta talk about the hometown.
Our hometown favorite people that listen to our podcast like you. My fault.
Goodbye.
Your fault.
Your fault.
My fault. I did something weird.
What did you do?
I texted Witch Bitch and I said, your fault.
No.
I texted her and said, your fault.
That's a really good one.
And it delivered. I'm not blocked.
Oh.
Your fault.
Your fault. That's a good one.
Anyways,
Linda.
That's funny.
That's a good one, Linda.
Your fault.
Your fault.
Imagine it's been like a month or so. Your fault.
No, never mind.
All right. Anyways, Tom, shout out.
Imagine.
Well, yeah. This is weird.
This is actually a violation of my life.
The barking.
The barking.
The burping.
Come on, burp.
My fault.
All right. Let's.
Tom, shout out. It's my fault.
Town shout-outs. Who wants to go first?
You.
All right. I'm going to shout-out fucking Netherlands. Nuh-uh.
Stop
Did we
it.
Pick the same town?
I don't... what did you pick?
I picked... a Dutch province called North Brabant.
What? What?
North Brabant?
Did you look up how to pronounce it?
Mm-mm.
Dang, North Brabra? North Brabra.
North Brab... I think it's there's bra a K? Rank. I think so. Look wow. at my notes.
We didn't pick the same one, but I bet that they're very close.
Do you pick the Dutchie too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are Dutch too.
Okay, so mine's a Dutch province, right?
Yeah. Mine's a Dutch region.
The only thing I know about mine is that there's a safari park.
Oh my god.
Between fucking Tilburg and Hilverenbeek.
Wow.
Hill?
Good for them.
Hilverenbeek.
The animals are probably really sad and depressed though. My fault.
It's something in it's the largest in like Benelux.
We don't know these places.
So Benelux. Shout out to Benelux.
Wow, y'all listen to us from
Netherlands. Yeah, North Brabant.
Okay. Mine are Dutch too.
Right.
My listeners.
Did you know that we're a little bit Dutch?
Yeah, obviously.
We're a little bit Dutch, y'all. Yeah. Okay, we love you. Bye.
I picked Flanders, Belgium.
Oh, Flandy.
Give it up for Flanders.
The Flandersen.
They like us in Belgium.
That's not Dutch.
It is. It said they're fucking Dutch there. Yeah, they're Dutch. Belgium is Dutch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Belgian really. Waffles are Dutch.
I love Belgian waffles.
I love Belgium.
So what's up with her town? What's it called? Flanders.
Flanders. It's like, you know, really pretty, like cottage looking, like little fairy
book
illustration.
What do you think the weather is like?
Cold, miserable, probably.
You think so?
Let us know. You guys in Belgium.
Netherlands too. Like, I can't believe we're Dutch because I hate the cold.
I know. Me too. I cannot tolerate anything below like 52.
But I do really respect their style, man.
They're just like.
They're like hardcore.
They're like, are they?
Are you kidding me? They're like Viking people. They're like,
hold on, Vikings
are Dutch. They can withstand
Dutch.
So much shit. They're so cold all the time.
They're not fucking Vikings. they're not fucking Vikings.
Yeah, they are Netherlands people. Like,
I thought Vikings were from Iceland.
What are you talking about? Björk is from Iceland.
Björk is a Viking, sweetie.
Björk is not a Viking. She's like 4'5".
I can't go there. Good night.
Good night.
Jamaica.
We love you still. Yeah, I love you, Jamaica. That's incredible.
We gotta go. This hasn't been fun, guys.
All right.
Hope you like the cicadas. It's a special ASMR edition of this. My fault.
ASMR. What should I say?
It's like next week next week we'll be able to talk. We will not be outside. It will be during the day.
And I am going to tell you the time of your life. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's about to get really fun with this story.
Yeah, we'll be like for real. We will not get sidetracked. Trust me. But we will probably a little bit. My fault.
What is it not?
Who cares? I don't have to explain myself to you guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Our podcast. You know, it's just, and I would like to remind everybody while we're gathered here, before we say goodbye, that we've come a long way, but I need to remind you that we were funny from the jump.
OMG.
I forgot, I'm not trying to sound conceited, but I forgot just how funny we were in the very beginning. There were some really messy episodes. Like, I'm not gonna lie, were we messy? Yes.
Hell effing yeah.
Were
especially
we,
like the first like whatever 10 or so.
Yeah. Were we trying to be a lullaby podcast?
Yes,
kind of.
A little bit. First, yeah.
Did we do Tiger King recaps? Yes, but we never finished actually.
I forgot about that.
But I just want to remind everyone that we are actually really funny. Imagine.
Was I absolutely going through it and having like a major depressive episode in about 3 or 4 episodes?
Yes.
Yes. Abso-fucking-tively.
But was it pure comedy?
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
So the moral of the story is if you guys want a fun little throwback, just go listen to some of the very first few episodes. They're kind of strange.
They are messy bitches, but they're fucking
definitely
unique.
Not what you're coming for now. You know, we've gotten our shit together, but I don't have to explain myself at the same time, so go fuck yourself.
We've always
that was aggressive. Sorry, my fault.
Culture.
Right, always. We're pop culture girls, but, you know, now we're structured now. We're professional. We get really good money from our ads.
Yeah, those sponsors.
We're sponsored by Lady to Lady.
I'm sponsored by the Safari Park in Benelux.
All right, my fault. It's been real, guys.
It's been real, man. Oh my god. Also, like, we are going to talk about Marilyn Monroe.
And we are.
That's all I had to say.
We are going
to
have.
Eventually, I have a lot of tea to spill.
We are going to have our first. Oh my god, I have an idea for a topic you should talk about, but it's your segment, so my fault.
You're in my segment now, sweetie.
Should I tell you right now or save it?
Hachi Fadi, tell me.
Natalie Wood.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Christopher Walken is involved.
I love Christopher Walken.
So do I, except for sometimes he's weird.
I'll do my best Christopher Walken impression.
It's all, oh, I could never.
I'll practice for it.
Could you? Oh, my God. I will have you quoted by him.
Give me a printout of quotes and I'll practice for a
week. And you can do the quotes for me?
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Oh, my God. I'm yelling in the mic. My fault. Your fault.
Okay, Jess.
Yeah, when you do it, I'll be the guy that gives, like,
my narrator.
Like Harry. Quotes? Like Henry Zebrowski.
I love it. I want a Henry Zebrowski.
He does all the weird voices, right?
Yeah, he's so funny.
I got it. You got it, sweetie.
Oh, my goodness. I love a good voice impersonation. Okay. Well, someday we're going to do that.
It's been real, guys.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
We're leaving. Follow our podcast on Instagram, and then It's Not Tonight Podcast, my fault.
We post some funny shit, my fault, your fault.
Yeah, we have really good we're just trying to, I feel, go fuck yourself. Like, I don't want to sound like we're trying to convince people that we're good, but, like, I just feel like, we're really good. What we do, this is like, you know, we're kind of messy right now, but like, we are, don't ever doubt us for a second. we will be sponsored by Lady.
I've done it before.
We will be guests on Lady to Lady.
Don't think I won't do it again.
That's my mission.
323-6-butt-30.
That's our phone number.
That's, we're gonna share it, okay?
My fault.
No, I'm about to call them for real.
We're about to call Lady to Lady, everybody.
All right, guys, we have to call
them. All right, listen
friends.
To us. Go rate us and review us, and then go rate and review Lady to Lady. Because they're our good podcast. Bye, my fault.
What does it know?
Your fault.